And welcome to Soul Old Too. This is the podcast that's putting oxygen back into the Christian walk one soul at a time. And whether you're a Christian or not, whether you're religious or not, I want to encourage you today. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about your hope compass. What gets you out of bed in the morning? What energizes you? What gives you a purpose in your life, especially when you're going through your trials and tribulations, when you're going through pain? And Viktor Frankl, after spending many years in a Nazi concentration camp, he found a way to find a purpose even within the jail cells and the harsh conditions of some of the camps that he had experienced. And he quoted Nietzsche, but kind of modified his own idea when he said that if you find the why in a situation, or more exact, those who have a why to live can bear with almost any how. And this was Dr. Frankl's way of talking about the idea that in the throes of great trial, when you have a purpose, when you find a purpose even within that suffering, even within that trial, that everything else that happens to you will be less important. Not that it won't be important, but it'll be less important because you have a purpose. Because we're made to have meaning in our lives. And Dr. Frankl believed that what kept him going during the long and darkless and hopeless seasons was the belief that he would one day see his wife again. So he would envision his wife, her face, her beautiful face. And that's what he lived for. He said, that's what got me out of bed every morning, knowing that and believing that one day I will see my wife. And he was convinced that when you lose your purpose in the face of suffering, when you don't have something to fix on, when you don't have a hope compass, so to speak, you lose your health, you lose your mind, and in the end, you lose your life. And there's a truth to that. Have you ever met anyone who kind of gave up on life and their health went down, their attitudes went down, they became isolated? They live their lives in exile. And that's the worst thing anybody can do. Now, we live in postmodern times, and maybe we have not experienced these torturous captivity situations and inhuman conditions that Frankl experienced. But yet, we can still experience seasons where we feel so constricted and so confined that it feels like we are in a prison. And so in that sense, we can become people bound by a psychological prison ourselves. The mental torture that comes when we have no purpose within that prison, and maybe we even feel powerless to change anything, can be worse than anything else in the world. But let's talk about, for a moment, going beyond those fixed points of hope. Because this Dr. Frankl made a great observation. He said, hey, if you could find purpose within this life, something to shoot for, then you'll have meaning in your pain. But I would ask a humble question. What if someone is unable to find a purpose in their pain, in the here and the now? What if no matter how much I try, I cannot imagine my wife's face in that season of suffering or a face of someone I love? Perhaps this is where the Bible might have some meaning in this situation. Paul the Apostle said, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. The beauty of the gospel of Christ is that it transcends, it goes beyond whatever happens in this life, and in so doing does not need to rely on fixed points within the now, or it doesn't just rely on making meaning right now, because it may not always be possible in your life. So the fact is that our hope compass, that thing we shoot for, whether we've lost it or not, that thing is the thing that should get us out of bed in the morning. But that thing that gets us out of bed and gives us meaning doesn't have to be fixed in this life. This is what the gospel offers to those who look to Christ for hope. It says of Moses that he persevered because he saw him, meaning God, who is invisible. And this is a very poetic way of saying that the point to which Moses fixated on, his focus for life, his focus to make it in bad times, was not in this present life, but on God and his eternal purposes, that there's more than what my eyes can see, my ears can hear, what my body can feel. And this kind of surpassing vision is what fueled the martyrs who rushed headlong into the mouths of lions in Rome. What their eyes focused on went far beyond their own mortal existence. Their usefulness was found not just in knowing that they have a purpose in this life, but in knowing that God had a purpose for them that goes beyond this life, that there's an eternal quality to this kind of hope. I've met many people that just felt that they could not find hope no matter what they tried. And so I encourage them, look to him who you can't see, because his hope will never disappoint. So a question I would ask today for anyone listening is, what is your fixed point? What is your hope compass? What is that something that you live for? Is it enough to cause you to triumph over all of your pain? Is it that which gets you out of bed all the time? Does your hope compass only exist in this life? And it's okay to have a hope compass in this life, but know that life will fail you at times. People will fail you. Situations will fall through. But if your hope compass is fixed in this life, I would challenge you to read the words of Jesus. Read them all, but in specifically, he said this. He says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus looked beyond just this life. And we should love this life. We should try to find points of hope in this life. However, sometimes life fails you. Sometimes people don't come through and situations fall through and all the things we relied on fall. And this may sound strange, but I believe that one day that a lot of these big corporations, they will no longer exist, no matter how big they are. They will cease to exist because there is something bigger and more important than all of this, and that is God's plan for eternity. So what is your fixed point? What is your hope compass? I encourage you to look beyond just this life and look to God for your hopes. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to it and recommend it to a friend. Thanks for listening, and God bless.